One thing I've noticed going through the mining and job and looking at industrialization is that globally, African and emerging economies seems to be getting pulled in two different directions on energy technology. The United States is pulling out of the Paris Agreement. Then you've got the UK that is still doubling down on imposing the carbon border adjustment mechanism on exports from other economies. What do you think the agenda of our energy technology needs to be in that context? And what are the implications there?
One of the most important things is that not only South Africa, but the African continent has to grapple with and focus on is the issue of energy poverty. We're a continent with 43% of the population that does not even have access to electricity at all, let alone the conversation around, you know, new technologies. So I think starting with grappling with that issue of lack of access to electricity, the energy poverty defined as a percentage of households' expenditure to provide energy to households. So our needs on the continent are pressing, and they're urgent, and they're really at a foundational level. So the balance that we need to strike is to say, how do we maintain policy space to allow ourselves to deal with the development issues while we are responding to the needs of the new global economy that says we need to decarbonize, we need to have new technologies, we need to move to new sources of energy. So for us, really, it's a tightrope and it's a balance, but it's a possible balance. I think we just need to make sure that we've got the policy space to do that.
All right. Thank you very much for the comment and the insight. I hope you enjoy the rest of the mining data.